On the show today, we have Dinah Michaels, CEO of Western Healthcare Federal Credit Union, and Brandon Michaels, CEO of JSC Federal Credit Union in Houston, Texas. They are a mother-son CEO duo making waves in the credit union industry. You've got to check it out. There are tons of takeaways, lessons learned, and so much more in this interview. I know you guys are going to enjoy it, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have a special treat for you. We have a mother and a son CEO dynamic duo, basically, right, guys? We have Dinah Michaels, CEO of Western Healthcare Federal Credit Union in Martinez, California, and her son Brandon Michaels, CEO of JSC Federal Credit Union in Houston, Texas. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Doing great.
Good, good. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to join me. I've been wanting to do this story for quite a while now, and now it's here. It's here. I get to do it. So I'm so happy about this. So the first question, ladies first, obviously. Dinah, what is it like to have your son as a CEO of a credit union? Because you've been a CEO of Western Healthcare for quite a while now. So now Brandon's a CEO of a credit. He's been a CEO of another credit. I think it was Mizuma, right, Brandon?
Correct.
Yeah, yep. Okay. So what is it like, Dinah, to have your son as a CEO in the industry that you've been in for so many years?
Actually, it's amazing. Someone that understands the challenges of the industry, late night chats after everyone's in bed whenever we're together, trying very hard to not talk credit unions when we're around family and friends. And because we do have a lot more to talk about besides that, I have two wonderful twin grandchildren, and so we do have a lot more to talk about. But I think what Brandon does for me being in the industry is giving me somebody to bounce challenges off of. I think that in the beginning, he reached out to me a lot, but now I feel like the roles are reversed. I'm going to him for advice. So I just couldn't be more pleased to have somebody sharing this world with me. So I love it.
That's awesome. And Brandon, for you, I'm going to flip the coin on you. Because, I mean, obviously you've been in the credit union because of your mom. You've been in this industry basically your whole life. But what's it like having your mom as a CEO?
Yeah, you know, it's great. You know, for me, when I became CEO, I was very young. I was 30 years old.
Wow.
$425 million credit union at the time, and scared to death. You know? And one of the things that the board told me when they offered me the position was, well, we're giving it to you because, one, we think you're really smart. Two, you earned it. And three, you have a good network to rely upon. And boy, did I ever, because I reached out to my mom a lot. I wish, you know, the third spoke in this is my grandma and you know, obviously my mom's mom, and I learned a lot from the both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of three different generations of not just genetically, obviously, but just in the cycle of credit unions.
Yeah.
So it was great to be able to rely on. And for me, not only is it a sounding board, but I lead a larger credit union. And so being able to go into chapter meetings or go into conferences and still able to connect with small credit unions just because of my mom's experience and her perspective when we talk.
Yeah, it probably gives you a lot of confidence going into these positions, knowing that you've been in the industry for, well, basically your entire life. So that probably has a lot to do with your leadership and stuff, because you kind of, you know, the lay of the land, basically, because it's been ingrained in your life, right?
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So having said that, and so what, I mean, this question is an obvious question, and it could go on for hours, I'm sure. But what have you learned from your mom that has helped you in your CEO position? Maybe just a couple of items.
Yeah, that question in and of itself would surpass your allotted time.
Oh yeah,
and but then some. I think for me is some of the operational stuff. I've learned a lot from her. Board dynamics, I have learned a tremendous amount from her, and you know, really, she is the only person I know that can terminate someone and get a hug at the end. And so you know, it she's taught me a lot of grace, and she's taught me, you know, how to handle those difficult conversations, especially, you know, she was moving up in the ranks and became a CEO at a young age too. So I've been able to really take some of her learnings, if you will, and maybe some of her stumbles and learn from them. Yeah. Along the way, because whether you're small credit union, big credit union, maybe the nature of the problem is the same. Mm-hmm. The degree of the difficulty may be a little different, but we all have boards, no matter what size. We all have individuals underneath us, and so just being able to manage all of that, I've learned a lot from her.
And I'm gonna pose the same question to you, Diana. What have you? I mean, but I'm gonna flip it on its head, though. I mean, what have you learned from Brandon that has helped you in your leadership position? Because earlier you said now the roles have almost reversed and you're coming to him for a bit of advice. So what have you learned from Brandon?
Yes, I'm so glad that you actually asked that question, because it's not very often that I get the opportunity to share this, but I think that what I've learned from him is, to be successful, you have to know what's on the immediate horizon and anticipate the future of the credit unions. And Brandon is amazing at that, you know, and he always tells me, you know, Mom, you know, Apple Pay's coming out with their own credit card or this or that. And, you know, he really keeps me up on current events and what's going, and very helpful, because in a smaller organization, I have to get down way too much into the minutiae.
Oh, yeah.
Running of the organization. So I just appreciate the dynamics that he brings to that. And also about building a great team. Mm-hmm. I can't speak enough about Brandon's ability to build a great team around him and create a vision and then empower them to implement that vision. He did it at Mazuma. He's doing and working toward that at JSC. He's not even been at JSC a year yet, so he still has a lot that he wants to do there and will do. But also just the fact that he creates visionary leaders as well. He takes people in the organizations that he feels has potential.
Mm-hmm.
And he works with them and moves them up. I'm thinking of two or three of them that come to my mind right now, and that's huge. I love the fact that he trusts people to do their jobs and to share his vision and move the organization forward. And he can do that in any organization. Mm-hmm. That he's involved in, not yeah. just a credit union.
Yeah, and that's a great segue, Diana, because I'm going to ask you, Brandon, I mean, how much influence did your mom being a CEO have on you going into the credit union industry, especially growing up? Because a lot of kids, you know, their parents are involved in an industry, and sometimes they go a different direction and go, you know what, I'm not going to do what my parents are doing. I'm going to go, I don't know, play golf. I'm going to be a crop duster or something like that, you know? But you are all in with credit unions. So what influence did your mom have on you growing up?
You know, from a very early age, I was at my grandma's credit union just doing loan paperwork or filing or, you know, what would be called slave labor today, or child labor.
Yeah.
You know, I was vacuuming the credit union, or, you know, with an old Kirby vacuum that weighed 300 pounds.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
And, and I thought to myself, my God, this is the most boring thing ever. And, you know, she would have me clean out the supply closet and, you know, and the record retention closet. And I was just thinking, geez. And my mom was CEO of a very small credit union really growing up young. Mm-hmm. And then she became CEO at Western Healthcare. I can't remember how old I was, but so really I'd love to say that they really helped, but they didn't really help in the beginning, because I was doing all of these things and I thought, God, this is boring. I'm not going to do this. I loved flying. I loved aviation. And so I really wanted to do one of two things. One, I wanted to be a marine biologist because I love the ocean and I love marine life.
Mm-hmm.
Or I wanted to be a financial analyst or a pilot even at mm-hmm. one of the major airlines.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I did a internship in college with the FDIC. And I did it because internships, you know, if you get an internship in college, you're much more likely to get a job.
And oh, yeah. Yada.
So I did it. And then they brought me on full time after I graduated. And this was during, you know, kind of the heyday of the market and things were going great and mm-hmm. everything. So I jumped on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I even asked my mom for forgiveness because I was going to work at the FDIC.
You know, which, whoops.
You know, the
wait
banking
a minute.
Industry. Wrong industry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom. But there, I think that single-handedly spearheaded my growth in the credit union industry. But you know, being married, newly married, wanting to start a family, and then being on the road, you know, 20 days a month, it just doesn't add up.
Yeah.
And I knew pretty early on that auditing was not my bag. In some of these remote towns, they just stick you in a small room, pump air to you, and that's it. And I knew pretty early on that that was not it.
Mm-hmm.
So I started looking around, and there was nothing. This was the heyday of the market. I mean, and so in Colorado, there was nothing going on. No job that could pay me about what I made or more. And so then I just kind of relied back on. So the degree to which they helped was based off of the connection to the past. Hey, maybe I will take a look at the California Credit Union League job site.
Oh yeah.
And so it wasn't something that I grew up always wanting to do, but I don't think anybody who works in the credit union industry grows up wanting to work in the credit union industry. It's just kind of something you land in.
Exactly. Yeah.
So having that connection is the degree that they helped.
Gotcha. And Diana, how did you help? I mean, how did you help Brandon in the beginning? It sounds like your mom also helped him. It sounds kind of Karate Kid-ish. Because in the beginning, Mr. Miyagi had him waxing the cars and redoing the boardwalk and stuff like that, just doing the mundane stuff. But in actuality, it taught him his craft. And it sounds like they've kind of laid the foundation for you, Brandon, here doing the mundane task, but getting to know the credit union from the inside out. And so having said that, Diana, how did you help Brandon in the beginning? Once he bought in or was all in to credit unions, how did you help him get up to speed, especially in the leadership positions?
Well, Mike, as we know, you know, some babies don't crawl before walking. Brandon was one of those. he just jumped right into his first leadership role, and you know, tough decisions were required of him during that time. I became more of a listener and trying to not offer solutions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he had to navigate that path himself. And I wanted to just be there for him to sound off with. Because one of the things that we know in our industry is we're a tight-knit group and everybody shares everything. So it's really nice to have that mother-son connection.
Oh, yeah.
And share the good, the bad, and the ugly, and still it stay amongst ourselves. But mostly, I wanted to be there for him if he tripped. And that was something that was really a big deal for me because I had my challenges,
mm-hmm,
too,
mm-hmm.
Within the industry, board challenges. And just challenges in general of working through 2000, year 2000, and trying to prepare for that.
Oh, yeah.
Three market crashes in California that I've had to navigate through. And so because of that, I believe that I was empathetic when he needed it, but yet encouraging at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But as for teaching him how to do his job, no way. He was leaps and bounds ahead of me. So
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, that's the power, but that just shows you the power of listening. You know, I mean, I think every great leader, that's one of their top traits, is to be able to listen and then to be able to react from there. And Brandon, I want to switch gears just a little bit here. And being the leader of a larger credit union now, should larger credit unions offer a helping hand to smaller credit unions if they happen to be, you know, resource challenged in a few areas? Because, I mean, I think that's one of the big issues in our industry right now, because obviously a lot of the smaller credit unions are being merged, or they don't make it, or they're just having struggles in general. So what is your take on larger credit unions helping out smaller credit unions?
Yeah, the answer to the first question is yes. And I think that, you know, it used to be that small credit unions could kind of live in their niche.
Yeah.
And there are certainly areas where they can continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's becoming more and more challenging to do that, because even their members that may have been in a single seg or may have been in this particular group that they were serving, they now have access to, you know, the Amazons and everything from their phone.
Mm-hmm.
So they're no longer comparing the smaller credit union to B of A, which is not really a comparison. They're comparing it to the experience that they get on Amazon or their experience that they get on Google.
Precisely.
And so to that end, I think it's becoming more and more challenging for small credit unions to compete. And that's where I think that larger credit unions come into play. And it's unfortunate, just because there's been a couple of large organizations that have merged small credit unions, and the smaller credit unions felt like that they've lost their autonomy and everything. But there really shouldn't be a fear in that. And you know, for me, if a small credit union here in Houston came to me and said, hey, can we work together to do our back office, or can we work together?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sign me up. You know, I think that one of the things that my mom talked about a few minutes ago was, I mean, she's sitting here giving me, kudos and this, that, and the other thing. There's no possible way I can run a small credit union. And I think that if you ask any large credit union CEO, they would say the exact same thing.
Really?
There's no way I can do it. I stabbed my eyes out with a spoon. I mean, I just couldn't do it.
Do you mind me asking why? Why, Brandon? Why?
I think the level of detail and the level of operational knowledge that a small credit union CEO has to have is far beyond my intellect.
Okay.
Like I do not enjoy sitting down and reading regulations front to cover and seeing how my core system is going to align with that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, staffing situations. And I just, not only is it not really of interest, I couldn't do it.
Okay.
And I think if you ask any large credit union CEO, they'll tell you the same thing. But when it's flipped,
mm-hmm.
There's this perception of that small credit unions think the large credit unions can do everything, and therefore they just want to merge me. So therefore I'm going to sit in the background and I'm not going to reach out for help.
Interesting.
And almost really at the detriment of the industry.
No doubt. No doubt.
We're on the cusp of some major, major, major changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I get tired of even large credit unions in the same market fighting with each other. When, you know, we have 6% market share and the banks have the rest. And it's like, let's go after the banks together versus, you know, trying to sit here and fight over ourselves.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to flip that question on its head once again, Dinah, for you being the leader of a smaller credit union. I mean, as we've all known for decades, you know, small to mid-sized credit unions have been the backbone of the credit union industry. So what's your take on larger credit unions stepping out of their comfort zone and helping smaller credit unions out with their challenge instead of merging or acquiring them? What's your take on that?
Well, I have some very strong feelings about this issue that probably don't align with everybody else out there.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Credit unions, but I don't feel that it's any large credit union's responsibility to help a small credit union. I think that small credit unions have to stand on their own, and they have to discover what their advantages are, mm-hmm. and then create or recreate themselves so that they can stand on their own.
Love it.
For an example is Western Healthcare serves the healthcare industry only. And we actually consider ourselves a boutique credit union, and that we understand our membership.
Yep.
Competing on a community basis with other credit unions is extremely challenging today. And we shouldn't be doing that. I think that you are doing your membership a disservice if you don't determine what it is that you can add value with. And then move forward with that value proposition. Mm-hmm. I think about, give you a perfect example, serving the healthcare industry on a self-insured medical center, huge, actually trauma center for the area. Uh-huh. They're self-insured, and they send their own employees' co-pays to collections. So recognizing that, they come and they apply for a car loan, mm-hmm. and they have their credit ran, and they realize that, oh my gosh, they have 6 collections.
Oh my gosh.
Their credit report from copays, where nobody else would lend to them, but we know that.
Yeah.
That what's happening there. And that's what keeps us apart.
Mm-hmm.
Should a small credit union be a community credit union and not be able to offer their members full service?
Mm-hmm.
No, not unless they have something else of value to add.
Agreed. So go ahead.
I agree with that, because I think back when HR 1151 that opened up membership access.
Yep.
I think that in the beginning, everybody thought that was going to be the best thing since sliced bread. And I almost think that it's been a detriment.
Oh, really?
To the vast majority of credit unions.
Yes.
Not the larger ones. I mean, you know, the big ones out there have really been able to take it and run.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just have a SEG and then now have a community charter and expect things to change.
Right.
And I think what happened is, if you look at the data and you look at the research, you had smaller credit unions who became community charter, but they didn't change the way that they were operating.
Yeah.
They didn't change their marketing spend. They didn't change their operations. They didn't change their IT investments. They didn't change anything. They just thought that by being community, things were going to flood in.
Mm-hmm.
And that just hasn't been the case.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah, that's a fresh take on that one. Thank you, Brandon. And so with that said, what's the future of smaller credit unions? Diane, what's your take? Well, I mean, what's the future of smaller credit unions in our industry today? Because, I mean, I think what Brandon just said there is kind of a sobering thought as well. So what's your take?
Well, as I alluded to earlier, you have to discover your difference. And then you have to prepare yourself and then live and breathe it each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
We say that we serve healthcare industry, and healthcare industry is 24/7. So therefore, we have the most robust online banking program that allows them to do anything and everything. And the biggest time that we've tracked on our usage is from 10 p.m. at night till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
So
you
have to know, and
yeah.
That's why you have to define what your difference is, and then you have to go from that. For instance, we don't do recreation loans, because can we compete with the recreational finance companies mm-hmm. out there? No way. So we don't do those. We find what we do best, which is personal loans, automobile loans, home equity line of credits, and even first mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. We don't try to be all things. And I think there's a misnomer out there in small credit unions that they have to do everything. And that is not the case. You just have to define what you are good at.
Yep.
And then constantly keep improving yourself.
Indeed. Yeah, just find your niche and and go in there and kill it.
Yeah, exactly.
Go there and knock it out of the park. All right, guys, I'm going to wrap up here because you guys have a lot better things to do today than talk to me about what's going on here. I'm going to end on a kind of a high note. What advice do you have for future parent / children credit union CEO? This kind of duo that you guys have kind of set the mold for. Diana, I'm going to let you go first here. What advice do you have if this ever happens? I'm sure it's going to happen multiple times in our industry because it's such a great industry. Why not? So what's your advice for this type of situation for the future?
Well, I would tell them, as if I was speaking to Brandon, to stand on your own. Do not be in a parent's shadow. And that's exactly what Brandon did. Most did not or do not know that we are even mother and son. And, you know, just because you share the same last name doesn't necessarily equate that they're going to put two and two together and that you are mother and son.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly is to determine that that's where you want to be. You know, like Brandon talked about earlier, he didn't have any intention of coming into the credit union industry in the beginning. So, because you can't do well there if you don't want to be there.
Yeah.
I think he discovered later, after he took his first CFO job, that yes, you know, he could make a go in this industry, mm-hmm, and enjoy it. So mostly it's if you're going to do it for the right reasons, not, mm-hmm, because you're following a parent,
right,
into their line of work.
And would your mom say the same thing? Would your mom say the same thing? Followed in her footsteps.
My mother would say the same thing. But I was a little bit different than Brandon. I knew from probably the time I was 13 or 14 years old,
okay,
that I wanted to work for a credit union.
Awesome.
Because I loved hearing her stories,
mm-hmm,
about how people that couldn't get a car loan were able to get one with the counseling that they did and helped them get there. And that hooked me right from the very beginning.
Awesome. Brandon, I'm going to let you wrap it up here, sir. What advice do you have for a situation like yours for future leaders in our industry?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a ditto comment. I definitely think that you need to stand on your own. But push each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really push each other to, you know, to challenge each other's leadership, to challenge each other's perspectives on what's happening in the industry. So, you know, and it doesn't even have to be father or mother, son, daughter. It doesn't have to be any of that of CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
It can just be any leadership position within the credit union.
Yeah.
Push each, stand on your own, and don't, you know, don't use one for the benefit of the other. You know,
exactly,
what I mean? So I've never said, well, you need to give me, you know, XYZ because my mom is the CEO of Western Health. Right? and just, you know, stand on your own and push each other.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your days. I've done more than 2,000 interviews on CU Broadcast so far, and you get a feeling even before the interview if it's going to be good or not. And this one lived up to the expectations and then some. It's definitely one of my favorites over the years. So I knew this one would be really a great one. And you guys delivered. So thank you very much for hanging out with me for a few minutes today and doing what you guys do for the industry. I think it's tremendous. And no wonder we have the momentum that we have right now with folks like you out there running shops out there and doing some great things for consumers. So thank you so much. Appreciate the time and look forward to talking again and see you guys in person somewhere down the road.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. All right.